ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today. The ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Well, it's been 3 months since we delivered a coronavirus episode, and wow, has the information change on the lies to America have increased exponentially. There's such a huge difference in what you hear and read from the mainstream media versus the real experts, doctors without agendas, and passionate people like my guests who've immersed themselves in research to discover and deliver the truth. And at this point, most people don't know who or what to believe. So we started the Coronavirus Truth Crew to showcase people to follow, the facts that matter, and yes, the truth. If everyone will start paying attention to the information and people on our website, COVIDFactsNotFear.com, then we can finally flatten the fear, reopen America, and get back to normal. To officially launch the Coronavirus Truth Crew, who better to have than a COVID author, host of the Thrive Time Show, TimeToFreeAmerica.com, and a very successful business owner of several multi-million dollar companies, and SBA's Entrepreneur of the Year, Clay Clark. Today's topic, the truth about the coronavirus con with Clay Clark, the author of Fear Unmasked. How are you today, Mr. Clay Clark?
I am thoroughly blessed to be with you today, and it's always profound when I'm above the ground.
I love your attitude and what I said to you in an email. What I admired most about what you do and who you are is that you're a proud Christian. And it's so rare to find that in people that are especially at a higher level on platforms and delivering information because people are scared because the whole ideology of religion and being proud of that, or now you can't even go to church. It's just, it's frowned upon. It's like, well, I don't know when we started hating God. So kudos to you for believing and being proud of your faith. I think that's very admirable of you.
Well, thank you so much. I can say this, that Matthew 5:10 is a verse that everybody really should read. I like the King James Version. I think it's old school. But if you read Matthew 5:10, it reads, it says, "Blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." What I always tell people is the Christian faith, our logo is the cross. Our logo is not a comfortable pillow. So if your goal is to avoid offending people and to be politically correct, to hide your faith, you've picked the wrong religion.
It's totally right on. I mean, we're at a point in the world, I don't know, we're a little off topic, but I think it's important that you have to stand up for what you believe in and be proud of it. And actually, I'm going to say pick a side, but you got to pick a side. Because otherwise, what are you doing? What is your purpose? Why are you here to do whatever it is other than to just go through the motions? And nowadays, you can't do that. And if you're going to lose people and people in your life that don't respect that, then they're not supposed to be there anyway. So it's a great quote. Correct. I wrote it down and I'm going to start using it. And I'm definitely going to put it on our website because I think a lot more people need to be reminded of that. And it's okay to stand up what you believe in, as opposed to burning things down. You know what I mean? Stop burning.
Can I give you a business tip amidst this COVID talk, a little pro business? Is it okay? Can I give a little business tip?
Oh, please do. I mean, you're the expert in that world.
Well, here we go. If your listeners go to thrivetimeshow.com, my podcast, thrivetimeshow.com, you're going to see that I've interviewed Wolfgang Puck and, you know, John Maxwell and the founder of Netflix. And, you know, you're going to see the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And all these people are going to go, man, how do you know these people? How do you know them? Well, Proverbs 13:20 reads, "He that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." So if you are sharing the truth and that is offensive to your cousin, neighbor, brother, uncle, whatever, and they don't want to be friends anymore, that's okay. Because when you walk with the wise, you're going to meet other wise people. And I am surrounded literally by so many successful people. I always tell people, your network is your net worth. I couldn't be a bad husband if I tried, because every person around me would beat me up. I mean, they would probably physically attack me if they heard I was being disrespectful to my wife. So, I mean, I'm surrounded by such a great council of strong Christian leaders. I mean, I was talking to the lieutenant governor yesterday. I was talking to the pastor of the largest mega church currently in the Tulsa area yesterday. So in my office, I mean, people go, is that the pastor of the largest mega church? Is he here? Is that the lieutenant governor? Is that the governor? Who is that? And all these people are in my life, not because I'm a genius, but I made the decision. I grew up without money and without success to surround myself with people who they were where I wanted to be. So I would just say your network is your net worth. And if you got to separate sometimes from people that are bringing you down, that's okay.
Yeah, you're totally spot on. And it's a great reminder. And maybe it's incentive for people to stand up and be proud of what they believe in for a change. And I know your time is limited today, so let's jump right in. There's so much to discuss. You've become a true COVID expert because it's brilliant what you said when somebody asked you, why are you doing this? What's your motive? Because you're not getting a financial incentive. You said, well, I want to save America selfishly for my kids. I don't want them growing up in a communist country. So I'm going to do something about it. And it sounds like it's evolved into an entire portion of your platform with incredible guests that you've had on your show, experts, doctors without agendas.
Yeah.
Mentioned. So what's the most important takeaway you want people to have from the show? And then we'll jump into all the different topics.
Yeah. Well, okay. The big takeaway would be you got to 8 quick points. And I know I said 8, that's a big number. I'll fire through them real quick. One, the models that were created that told you that you needed to lock down to keep the hospitals from being overwhelmed, those models were created by Neil Ferguson. And somebody should write that down. They were created by Neil Ferguson, and the models were wrong. They were impossibly wrong. And for 5,000 megapoints, boop, boop, who funded the Abdul Latif Jameel Institute? Amazon. And if you don't believe me, it's okay. Email me info@thrivetimeshow.com, and I'll send you all the citations. Or you go to timetofreeamerica.com and I'll send you all the citations. But remember, step one, the models that were produced to scare you were nefariously wrong, and they were funded by Amazon. Point number two, Dr. Fauci, he does this thing called gain of function research. What's gain of function research? It's where you take a naturally occurring coronavirus out of like a bat or a cat or an animal, and you isolate the virus and you mix it with fetal tissue to create another thing. Now, the question I would have for you is, why would you want to take a naturally occurring virus and mix it with fetal tissue to see if the virus can gain extra functions? Well, you wouldn't, which is why President Trump actually banned the use of fetal tissue related research, as reported by Reuters, and he banned the research. And so guess who moved his research to Wuhan? Dr. Fauci. So Dr. Fauci, his research was banned, and then he moved it to Wuhan. So the guy advising you on what we should do, the guy telling America what to do, Dr. Fauci, he's the one who created the virus. And his research, gain of function research, folks, look it up, gain of function, type it into Google, gain of function. Someone's saying, I can't look it up. I'm going to watch The Voice tonight. I'm too busy. No, you got to take a time out, do your research, type in Dr. Fauci funds Wuhan lab in Newsweek. This isn't rightwing.com, tinfoilhat.com. This is Newsweek. And why are Christians trusting a man whose entire job involves using late-term aborted fetuses? Do you know that he can't even do gain-of-function research without late-term aborted fetuses? That guy is sick. Point three, the deaths. We all know this, folks. The deaths are miscategorized. We're taking influenza. We're taking pneumonia. We're taking the flu. We're taking car wrecks. We're putting it all into this thing called COVID-like death. So the numbers are spiked. Point four, there are treatments available. Probably the most important thing for your listeners to know. If you get sick, budesonide and a Z-Pack. Budesonide and a Z-Pack. And my good friend, Dr. Richard Bartlett, he's the former top advisor for the governor of Texas, the former top medical advisor for the governor of Texas, Dr. Richard Bartlett. He's treated hundreds of patients, and not a single person has died just using budesonide and a Z-Pack. And you can use hydroxychloroquine as a prophylactic. So there's treatments available. No one's going to die. You just take the treatment. It's great. Point number five, the tests were intentionally created to be wrong. That's why you see all these counties and states having revisionist history. They're PCR tests, and the PCR tests are going to show that about 7 out of 10 people that take the test are going to show up as being positive. You're positive with a virus that's so dangerous you don't even know you have it. Crazy. Point number six, churches are being censored. You're being censored. I'm being censored. You try to post something, you're getting censored. Why are we being censored? Were we censored when the swine flu was happening? Were we censored when the flu was occurring? No, we were not censored during these times. You know why? Because they weren't implementing a plan. And you say, who's they? Point number seven. All roads are leading to the Bill Gates fetal tissue infused vaccine made by Moderna, which actually Moderna modifies your RNA. So that's not a good thing. So if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on it, I'll show you the patent number to the vaccines. I'll show you the patent number. I'll show you what's in the vaccines. And the vaccines include this thing called the luciferase gene-loaded Q-dots. And the patent number is W02020606. Isn't that not a good idea to be taking a vaccine that includes Lucifer ACE gene-loaded self-illuminating probes? And the patent number is W02020606. Not good. And point number eight, because it's great, is we are literally in an Ephesians 6:12 battle between Jesus Christ and Satan. And Ephesians 6:12 reads, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So the company, the organization funding Antifa, it's called the Ant Company. The Ant Company, look it up, folks. The Ant Company is the largest Chinese company you've never heard about, valued at over $150 billion. And the Ant Company is funding this thing called IFA. And IFA is the religion practiced by the founder of Black Lives Matter, Patrice Cullors. And it involves summoning dead spirits and praying to them. It's called IFA, and the organization funding it is called the Ant Company. And that is all I have to say about that.
It's just crazy. When people actually pay attention to what you're saying, I just hope that they realize this whole thing, you know, they call it the plandemic. It's out of control, and people like you are being censored. People that you've had on your podcast have been censored, and you know when you're onto something where you get shut down. Like the whole hydrochloroquine, I'm just the disaster saying it. If they make it so bad, then you know it's actually working. So when you have voices that are delivering the truth and they're being censored, then that's something you should pay attention to. And it's just, that's where things are headed. Do you think we could change that? Do you think it's going to be able to turn around when Google is out there censoring and Twitter? Are you surprised you haven't been kicked off Twitter yet?
How would you describe your spiritual life? How would you describe that?
It's becoming more intense. I mean, I grew up in a Catholic school for a couple of years. My parents were extremely old school Catholic grown up, so they didn't make us go to church. But I'm very spiritual. Yeah. And as I go through trials and tribulations in life, and the loss of my mom really put me closer to believing in God and finding faith and relying on him to get me through the hard times. And I hope more people are opening their eyes to that.
Well, I was not a Christian until 2007. My son was born blind, and I'm the guy who's like, I'm not going to believe in Jesus. I'm not going to do it. No, I grew up in church. And I said, God, if you'll heal my kid, I'll switch teams. But I said it quietly. you know, not going to say out loud, you know, not on a show like this. You just kind of, you know what I mean? It's these little conversations. Yeah. Like, are you real? Well, my son can see now. Okay. So I, since that time, I'm like, okay, God is real. Cause my partner's an optometrist. Okay. So he's telling me it's not possible. Everyone's saying it's not possible. You can't, he's not going to see. Well, now my son can see. He's 13 years old. His name's Aubrey. So everybody who knew that got goosebumps. They're like, dude, he can see, bro. You're not a believer, right? I mean, that kind of thing. Well, then I got this video. Do you know Kim Clemente?
No, I don't.
This is crazy. Okay. And I realize I'm a ridiculous guest. I apologize. But Kim Clement is, if you just type the name in, K-I-M Clement, C-L-E-M-E-N-T. I got this message sent to me. I'm just going to play a little. It's a little sample for your listeners. Let me cue it up here. Let me hit play. I got here.
Trump,
whoa, kind of loud.
Shall become a trumpet, says the Lord.
So this was recorded April 4th of 2007 in Redding, California, by this guy named Kim Clement. Now, I had no idea who Kim Clement was until about 5 months ago, okay? He says, Trump shall become a trumpet. Listen to this. Here we go.
No, you didn't hear me. Trump shall become a trumpet. Are you listening to me? I will raise up the Trump to become a trumpet.
So I had no idea who Kim Clement was. I didn't know about this. That was 2007. Then this is where it gets really weird. One of my longtime clients, he owns a business called colawfitness.com. Picture like Chick-fil-A merging with a 24-hour fitness, or Chick-fil-A moving with a Planet Fitness. They're like combined, where it's a Christian, unapologetic Christian-owned gym, okay? And he never sends me crazy stuff. He doesn't send me crazy text messages. He sends me a text message from Kim Clement. Listen to this. This was April 20th of 2013. Here we go.
There's a man by the name of Mr. Clark, and there is also another man by the name of Donald. You are both watching me saying, could it be that God's speaking to me? Yes, he is.
So I'm Mr. Clark, and I got and I got goosebumps. And I'm like, what? No, I'm not making this up. And I want everybody out there listening to you got to go and find, look me up. It's craziness. So I get goosebumps like crazy, like porcupine goosebumps. And then I go, what does this mean, Charles? He goes, you've been praying for something and it's going to happen. I think, I don't know. It's really weird. I got goosebumps. I'm going to play the final excerpt here.
On the show, you went out and you took the American flag and you said, I'm proud of my nation. And you took the American flag.
So he says here, he says right here, he goes,
you came on the show. You went
right before you came on the show. He says, right before you came on the show.
Somebody, just a few minutes before you came on the show, you went out and you took the American flag and you said, I'm proud of my nation.
So I'm going, okay, I don't know what this means. Then Nace, who owns Master Machines, one of my clients, I coach clients. I just coach 160 businesses. I'm not really looking for new business. So Nace comes to me and he says, I don't know what it is, but I took out the American flag this morning and I said, I'm proud of my nation. I did it in front of my son. And I'm supposed to tell you. Now, that was right before I hopped on one of my podcast shows. So I'm going, oh, no. And then this happened.
He said, raised it up. And God said, you have been determined through your prayers to influence this nation. You're watching me. You're an influential person. The Spirit of God says, hear the word of the prophet to you as a king. I will open that door that you prayed about.
So I'm not kidding. I've been praying without ceasing since the Oklahoma City Thunder game happened for truth and revelation. I've just been digging. I met with the lieutenant governor. I've met with the governor. I've met with the mayor of Broken Arrow. Now, this is what's crazy. I get this text message from Charles Kolaw. And every time I meet with people, they say, I've never heard this before. Where are you getting this stuff? You're like the Rain Man of COVID. You're crazy. How do you know these things? And I'm telling you, this is a true story. I mean, it's wild. So I remember, so Charles sends me a text message. I look at it. I get goosebumps like porcupine. Then a client randomly comes in. He never does this. He just shows up and goes, hey, I just wanted you to know, I put a flag out this morning. God told me to, I think I'm supposed to tell you. I don't know why I'm supposed to, but there you go. Goosebumps again, because it fits in with what Kim Clement said. Then a guy by the name of Richard Manning. Richard Manning, he's an advisor up there in D.C. He talks to Pence, and he's on Sean Hannity and stuff. His name's Rick Manning. Mm-hmm. Rick Manning calls me and goes, hey, you're supposed to come to the White House. They want you to come to this deregulation thing. The White House, the president would like to invite you.
Wow.
Within like 2 hours of that message. And I'm going, what? So I got my little picture, the email, you know, you've been invited, the golden boss email looking thing, you know. And I'm going, I don't know the president. Well, now, I mean, I'm there. I'm within 20 feet of the guy. The White House invited me to go to a White House. They gave me a White House press pass for one of his rallies. I'm within 10 feet of him again. And I'm now talking to people on a daily basis who talk to him. And they're going, hey, what do you know about this? And I am not like a, I don't know what I am. I'm just a business guy who took algebra three times, who's had a lot of success. And then my book, I write this book called Fear Unmasked. My agent represents Tim Tebow. Okay. So Esther Federkevich represents me and Tim Tebow, Tim Tebow and I. And she says, Clay, your book got banned from Amazon and for hate speech. And I'm going, what? It got what? And then Elon Musk's people, they reached out and got my book and other books unbanned. Why is that happening? So my book, I don't want to profit off this. I want your listeners to have it for free. So they can go to timetofreeamerica.com and you can read the book that was banned from Amazon. You can listen to the audio book for free. You can download it for free. If you want to buy a hard copy, you can. But at this point, Trump shall become a trumpet. 2007? What? And I've got all these faith leaders around me, guys who are my pastors. You know, they're educating me because I'm kind of a baby Christian. They're going, Clay, you know, Trump's going to become the president. And I'm like, this, what? Remember election night? I thought, no way. Mm-hmm. You thought that. Everyone thought, no way. And they're like, no, he's going to do it. He's supposed to be a trumpet. And I'm like, who? What? And then they're telling me, hey, you know, Supreme Court justice is going to pass away here before the election. And I'm going, what? And then my wife, we're out to dinner, and she says, hey, you know that thing you were told that just happened? She just passed away, the Supreme Court justice. And it's so, I feel like we're living in like a movie. It's like we're all living in Star Wars right now, you know, where it's becoming so clear who's good and who's bad.
Yeah, it's almost like people are revealing their true selves accidentally because they're trying to do something to move their agenda, which in the past didn't reveal what was really behind it. But now everything that the people are doing, it's showing really what's going on. And you're like, well, I kind of knew that that was what they thought and what their meaning was. But now it's just blatantly obvious. Like, I can't believe that they're saying that because you go, whoa, you just told us the truth. Finally. And people are waking up. That's the thing. I think people are paying attention. It's like, take somebody for what their word is.
Well, you know, this is what's happening is Ephesians, okay? The Bible, I've read Ephesians like in the last week. I'm just obsessed right now. I don't know what it's going on. But Ephesians, it states in Ephesians, it says here, and I believe the Bible to either be true or false. That's how my world is, okay? True or false. But it talks about in Ephesians that we've been given authority as believers over Satan. So I'm summarizing it. Everyone should just read Ephesians, the first chapter, okay? But the idea was that Jesus died for our sins. He went up and was seated at the right hand of the Father, and then God gave authority over Satan through the church. And you look at these organizations, this group, the group, the Ant Company that's funding IFA, it's a satanic organization. I mean, the founder of Black Lives Matter is talking about summoning dead spirits. So even if you don't believe in Christ, you have to know that the founder of Black Lives Matter believes in Satan. You know what I'm saying? And so these people are possessed, they're crazy. And what's happening is this chapter states, Ephesians states that we as Christians, we have power in the name of Jesus Christ. And so what I'm doing is I am declaring right now on your show and any show that Jesus is King and that the truth shall be revealed. And I am stating that and I'm not going to stop stating that. And so far, it's been true. And I'm just every day waking up. I mean, I'm wake up every day now at 3 a.m. I'm getting up at 3 a.m. every day. And I'm going till 8 o'clock at night, every night. I'm doing whatever that is, that's the 12 plus 5, 17-hour days every day, 17-hour days every day doing this, doing interviews, 2 to 3 interviews every day. I'm meeting with the county commissioners, doctors, and every time people call me and they go, how come I've never heard this before? And then they want to attack my character almost every time. Mm-hmm. They go, are you crazy? Are you trying to sell something? And then I say, I'm giving my book away for free. And then they go, are you doing it for downloads? Are you doing it for down? I'm like, get out of here. Stop. You know what I mean? And they question my motive. And then they go, are you suffering for it? And I go, yes, yes. I get a lot of nasty, hateful, threatening emails. But you know what? I love my kids. I love America. I love your listeners. And I love it so much. I didn't fight on the beaches in World War II. I didn't do that. But in this information war, I'm going to fight you back. Or I'm going to die trying. We're not going to lose this country because we're too afraid to post something on social media because we're too afraid to text somebody. And so I have good news. On October 25th, Sean Foyt, who is a ministry that my partner, Dr. Z, and I, we support, he has rented the Washington Mall. You know, the Washington Mall, the whole thing, you know, where Martin Luther King Jr. gave his big talk. You know, everyone's seen it, right? Where the whole mall is filled, millions of people, the Million Man, you know, you've seen that?
We rented that deal.
On October 25th. We are hosting the largest praise and worship rally in the history of America ever in D.C. on October 25th. Biggest one ever. Huge. Epic. We just got it reserved. Just happened. You're the first person to know. Just happened.
Well, I appreciate you making the announcement on the show, and we're going to put it on our live events page and promote as much of it as we can to get more people engaged in this type of thing. And they also, based on all the information that's on your website, plus just the interview alone that you did on your podcast with Dr. Judy Mikovits, you don't have to wear a mask. So they don't do anything. They actually hurt you more if you wear one, especially if you have compromised health systems, which apparently 50% of the country does. So don't worry about wearing your mask. Just go to the event and go to the rally, pray, and be thankful that somebody like yourself has been able to put it on and create it and let the world know that it's okay to love this country. It's okay to worship God, and it's okay to say it out loud. If you don't say it and somebody doesn't say it and the rest of the people don't say it, then we're what, the silent majority? Then we get to watch what happened even last night on television where people are burning stuff down and shooting cops. I mean, come on. This is insane.
Well, you know, Sean Foyt is the praise and worship leader. Sean Foyt, F-E-U-C-H-T, that'll be at this event. And Sean, if you just go to Twitter and type in Sean Foyt, they're having 12 and 20,000 people a night showing up for praise and worship right there in front of the Capitol in Sacramento. And his whole thing is he always tells people, you want to be a voice and not an echo. You know, you got to be a voice for truth, not just like an echo machine in the sound booth, right? I mean, it's like Chris Cuomo. It's like Dr. Fauci. You know, because if you are an echo chamber, think about how confused you would be, because Fauci says, you shouldn't wear a mask.
I'm waiting for you to do the impersonation.
We got to shut down the board. I mean, and then Dr. Fauci, I mean, it's hard enough to see him down there. He's not a very tall guy. You get down there, you look, you say, what are you saying down there, buddy?
And he says, he's so small.
What I said last week, Wonka. What I said last week is no longer valid, because this week hydroxychloroquine is fine, but last week it was not fine. Let's see what Bill Gates wants me to say. Let me see what Billy, what do you want me to say? Oh, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, Bill Gates, that's his puppet. Fauci's a little
puppet. Yeah. He's so small, you just put him in your pocket, and then when you need him, you take him out. I'm sure that's Trump used to that, because you put the two of them next together, you got big Trump, and you go, little Fauci.
But I'll tell you this, guys, if you're listening out there today, there's one website I would steer you towards. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, I am not exaggerating on this. We have put thousands of hours into building timetofreeamerica.com. It's like the Wikipedia of COVID 2020 chaos. Okay. Like the Wikipedia of COVID 2020 chaos. And if you go there, everything that I know your friends and family, don't get into a debate, just show them facts, and all the facts are there for you. And it's meant to be, you know, I do so much. I help people grow companies. And so the key is you want to nail it and then scale it. You know, you got to be able to make something that works and then scale it. That's how you grow a business. You scale what works. You just keep doing the same systems at scale. And we built that so you can, at scale, share the truth. And it's really working well. I'm hearing home fellowship groups telling me they're going over this in their home fellowship. I'm hearing churches. Pastors are actually using timetofreeamerica.com during their church services now. They're showing it to people. Congressmen. Senators, the head of the Republican Party in Oklahoma has access to it. I mean, it's pretty cool what's happening, and it's timetofreeamerica.com.
And we're going to have that. I just haven't gotten the web guy to do it yet, but it's going to be on our page for the Coronavirus Truth Crew. So then that way, if people are looking, they will be able to just click directly on that and go straight to your page and then your link. So if they want to follow you on Twitter or whatever other social media, LinkedIn or Facebook, then boom, it's right there. So they can get to that information because it's really good stuff. It really, really is. And not everybody needs to do the same thing. We don't need to reinvent the wheel here. We just need to get the word out. So there's the location.
Right.
And it's right there. It's
healthy for people to think that I'm crazy. I think it's better if you assume I'm a nut job. Just assume I'm a nut job who happens to make money. And then just look up all the stuff on timetofreeamerica.com. Click every link. But just assume that I'm a nut job. I mean, folks, assume that I'm a crazy guy. And just look it all up, but it's all there. You don't have to, like, do your own page 7 search on Google to find every fact. You just need to click the links and see it and read it, and you'll see it. It's a scary. It's not exciting. Not good. It's like watching the movie Fargo. It's kind of what it's like. It's watching Fargo.
Right. Did you know the wood chipper's coming? You're like, oh, is this when the wood chipper comes? Right. When is it coming? When is it coming? But you know, it's
coming. That's
exactly. God, you're funny. So you're spot on when you say most people don't want to do the research, don't have the time. They don't need to. You've done the heavy lifting. So just go with it, people.
Yes.
And then tell all your friends. Share it with your friends. I mean, you get a chance to experience the Rain Man of COVID and go with it. He's already gone insane, right? If that's what people make them feel more comfortable, then that go with that. And that's fine. Let him do all this stuff. You just jump on the train. We just want you to jump on the train, people. That's all we need.
I got to tell you one funny thing, one funny parting shot. I'm at Brahms the other day. Brahms, it's a hamburger joint, you know. And my show is pretty popular in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's where I live. We got, you know, hundreds of thousands of listeners. And these two old guys are talking. And this guy's like, I heard on the show that the COVID, it can't get you. If you're sitting down, the COVID can't get you. Because if you're sitting down, the COVID goes too hot. If you're lower, you see, they can't get you. We got to sit lower. And they're joking because that's what we were talking about on one of our shows was how that's why when you wear that way, you don't have to wear a mask sitting down. But these guys were having fun with it. They were like, well, you got to sit down a little lower, son. The COVID could get you when you're standing up. You got to kind of crouch down. And I'm here and I'm like, these guys are either listening to my show or a show similar to it. But it's almost becoming a joke for these old timer guys who probably, you know, old enough to have fought maybe in Vietnam or the Korean War or something. These guys are military guys and they're sitting there mocking COVID. You know that pop culture is moving on when old guys are mocking it.
Well, if they're going to implement into their stories, they're like, COVID, that's nothing. I walked uphill in the snow both ways to go to school. You know, they're like, the COVID, I'm not scared of that. So, it's changing. And thank God. And for people like you who are getting the word out and getting the information so that we can go back to normal and people are waking up. And the other thing, too, is turn off the mainstream media. Don't look at that 200,000 plus death rate because it's not real. It's not real. Even the CDC said that 94% of the people that are dying with COVID, not from COVID. So that means only about 10,000 people actually died from it. And I encourage everyone to listen to your episode. There's two of them with Dr. Judy Mikovits because, as you said, it's mind-blowing. And you're like, I need to take a shower. I got to take a shower because this is just too much. And you go, oh my God. And then you get angry. And I think people can be sad. People can be frustrated. But until people get really, really mad, they don't do anything. They don't make a change.
Well, okay.
And that episode will get you so mad that you just go, if you don't open up this country and I can't go to church and I don't know why I can't go to a gym or eat a restaurant or I have so many friends that lost a business or lost a job, then that's what we need. And I think we're finally hitting that point. I think America finally has gotten to that point where they're so angry. And that's why you're seeing things change.
Well, I will say this, Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 13. Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all of them that sold and bought in the temple, overthrew the tables of the money changers. I mean, calm down, Jesus. He's flipping over tables.
Right.
I mean, I think people think about Jesus. They think about, look over there, it's Jesus. He's really wise and he's probably, I don't know, look at him. He's so wise. Probably. I mean, Jesus was flipping some tables. He's doing some crazy profound. He overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold the doves. And he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye has made it a den of thieves. I mean, wow, Jesus, calm down, Jesus. I did throw a printer during one of my staff meetings years ago. A guy refused to fix the printer. I asked him to fix the printer. He kept not fixing the printer. We got 45 people sitting around. They can't print anything. And I said, let me see that printer. I'm going to see how far I can throw it. And I threw it. And I probably don't recommend throwing printers. But I'm saying Jesus flipped the table. Some of you guys got to flip the switch. It's on. Let's go. Come on. We fought King George to win this place, folks. We didn't say, King George, please work with us. We want to have a mutually beneficial relationship. I could see your point, King George. No, he taxed us without consent. He entered us into foreign wars. He taxed us without consent. He stripped Americans or the colonists of their rights. And so we said, that's it. and we decided to all hang together or hang separately. So let's get serious. Let's get furious and let's get curious to do the research. It's right there. Time to freeamerica.com, but at least I'm not yelling.
Exactly. I like that. Say that again, the three little phrases you've got there. I think that's brilliant.
You got to get serious, okay? This isn't a joke. It isn't like, we're going to let it pass. We'll be okay. We'll see. Just got to stay home, lockdown, safer at home. You know, stop it. Fun things to do at home while you're locked down. Stop it. Fun ways to wear a mask. Let's get a bedazzled mask. No, get serious.
That's right on.
Second, get furious. Get furious. Like, ooh, like Yosemite Sam. Ooh. Ooh, Yosemite, you got to get furious. Fury. Fury. Somebody should look that up. Somebody's saying, I'm serious. What does fury mean? Extreme anger. Righteous anger. You looked it up in the Bible. It's a real thing. So get serious. Stop joking around. It's so funny. We're locked down. No, it's not funny. Someone just lost their business. Get serious. Next, furious. Let's get a righteous anger going. And then three, let's get curious. Let's get curious. Curious. Let's get curious. Get time to freeamerica.com. Don't tell me. People say all the time. You know, I've talked to actual, you know, a lieutenant governors, talked to congressmen, senators. Most are great people, but I've actually had this. One guy told me, he says, Clay, to be honest with you, this is recently, this is crazy. And I won't say what state he's in. Clay, to be honest with you, I did not look at the models before shutting down my state. I didn't look at the models that predicted 2.2 million deaths before making the decision. I was trusting the experts. And I only listened to your show because of the extreme reputation you've had for a long time. Then I looked at the models for the first time. And I discovered that for the last 4 months, everything that I've been saying is not true. How do I communicate to the people in my town that I got deceived? How do I do that? What words do I say? This is real conversation. I mean, the leaders, the pretty people, vote for me. Peace. You see them all putting the Nixon, the double peace sign. Peace. You know, these leaders with their little clever little phrases like limited government. Woo! These people, you know, they have this a gift to be pretty. Great teeth, you know, these people, they run for office.
Good hair and makeup.
I'm looking at the models.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? We all know the homecoming king, impossibly dumb. We know the impossibly dumb homecoming king. He was good at football. He had an angular, straight face, like a very symmetrical face and big biceps.
It's hot,
and
yeah.
So we thought he was our king.
Right.
Yeah. That's what we both just saw him. We put him in the office. He's the homecoming king, and he can't read a book. Now he's the governor. He's a congressman. Cuomo. Look at Cuomo from New York.
Oh.
I'm going to shut down.
What a disaster.
I'm going to put all these sick people with me. The other people that are at risk, I put the COVID people with them in the room, and you can't stop me. And why? I don't know, but I did it. I need ventilators. I need them. 88% of people that go on ventilators die. I need the ventilators.
They need them. I want to sell them on the black market.
Right.
He's going to sell them. He wasn't going to do anything with them. Got to fill his budget problem. But you know when? You're in my generation, so I know you're going to appreciate this. When I heard him do that, I went, doesn't he remember when we were young and one kid in the neighborhood got the chicken pox? So all the parents brought the kids over and popped him in the house for an afternoon so then everybody could get the chicken pox. I'm like, and he's a little bit older than us, but they still did that back then. And I went, did he not get into the chicken pox house to know that what his strategy is to put all these COVID people in a nursing home, a bad idea?
You know, disaster. His brother, these guys are like, look at me. I guarantee you, these guys, and they get in the room, that pump it off, let's pump it off. He's off. These guys are, they're idiots. And Chris Cuomo's an idiot. Governor Cuomo's an idiot. You're like, well, you need to respect authority because you're a Christian. You need Romans. Have you read Romans? Okay, let's deal with that for a second. We started the United States with this crazy document called the Declaration of Independence, okay, that says we have the belief that we have certain unalienable rights given to us by a creator, and then we created governments to uphold our God-given rights. Okay, so the org chart works like this. God's on top, you, the citizens, are second, and the government works for you. That's how it works. That's why America works. This idea that the governor's in charge of you, that he's going to tell you whether you can take You understand hydroxychloroquine is responsible for under 20 deaths in the entire history of the malaria drug that's been approved for decades? 12 deaths. And you've got politicians convincing you not to take it? Are you out of your mind? What are we talking about? I mean, these guys, I mean, you got the governors of California, Newsom, working out
another disaster.
A crazy nefarious deal for PPE, for personal protection equipment from China. So it's like, here's the deal. We're going to pay China and enrich China while we're shutting down our citizens. He's so nefarious. Look up Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. Check out this guy. Hunter Biden, he gets kicked out of the military for cocaine. And then his next gig is he's in charge of a $1.5 billion investment. Are you kidding me? I've been in business for a long time. And let me tell you what you do. You don't give the keys to a $1.5 billion investment to a person who's ever done cocaine.
Let alone, definitely not.
Got kicked out of the military. Cocaine.
Hey, well, no
sir,
experience.
What requirements do you have?
No experience. I mean, don't forget
sir,
that.
Sir, tell me about your resume. Sir, I need to see your resume. What have you done that would convince me to give you $1.5 billion? I did cocaine. Oh, okay. Sure. Here you go. I mean, what in the world? I mean, Hunter Biden, that guy's a disaster. Unbelievable. New York Post showed last night he's got all sorts of financial ties to Russia, to China. That dude's gross. Hunter Biden, everybody. Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is stupid like his dad. Now his dad is stupid and senile.
Well, and you know, I'm glad you brought up the dad because and resumes. Because if you look at Joe Biden's resume, he's been there for 47 years. He's done absolutely nothing. He's done absolutely nothing. And if you looked at his resume and just scratched off a senator and vice president, you wouldn't hire this kid to babysit your kids. You wouldn't hire him to go walk your dog. You wouldn't even want him as part of your company because you're like, he doesn't do anything. And I don't even think he can pick out the garbage properly. So we forget that when we go to vote. We forget resumes, right? I mean, isn't that kind of important? You don't want to, like, as you said, you don't hand $1.5 billion to somebody with a cocaine problem. You don't hand the presidency to somebody who today canceled and they pulled the lid now. Apparently today was the third time this week that he's not leaving the house again and doing no interviews. And there's a big debate next week. And we've got like 40 days to the election. And this guy's sitting at home taking a nap all afternoon. Are you kidding me? I just can't believe that anybody even if you don't like this country, but you enjoy having a roof over your head, food on your plate, and potentially a job, how you could vote for this guy. It doesn't make any sense to me.
True. Well, okay, let's do this for a second. This is a funny idea. If a guy, let's say that we all, picture that we all knew in the neighborhood, there was this prolific pedophile, like convicted multiple times, the most prolific pedophile ever. He's like in the cul-de-sac. Would you let your kids hang out with him? No, of course you wouldn't. I have five kids. You would not do that. So think about this. What if, though, you go to your neighbor, Mark? Let's say your neighbor's name is Mark. And you say, Mark, I saw you over at the pedophile's house. What are you doing? And Mark says, oh, the pedophile and I are good friends. We hang out. In fact, I invest money with him. And you go, what? That is like Bill Gates and Epstein. Imagine your neighbor, Billy. You go, Billy, most prolific pedophile in American history, has been in jail. He's dead now. Maybe he killed himself. Maybe he didn't. Why did you hang out with him consistently after he was convicted multiple times? Wow, he's a really good guy. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We're going to listen to Bill Gates? That guy hangs out with the most prolific pedophile in American history. Unbelievable. So we got to start looking at who we're voting for and get out of this jackassery of, I'm going to vote for a Democrat because I always do. I'm loyal to the party. Okay. I mean, it's like, I'm going to drive on this road. You're going, that road's not there anymore. The road's been removed. There's no longer a road there. It's actually a highway. And what you're talking about is driving off of a cliff because 45 years ago, they built this massive highway in Dallas. Grandpa, if you go down that path, you're going to fall off the cliff because it's no longer a road. You remember, it's not the dirt road. It's now a highway. I don't care. I've always gone down this road. I mean, that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. I've just always voted Democrat, and I feel like I should. Come on. It doesn't make any sense. It's like you're in an abusive relationship. You say, she's beating you in the face with a spatula every night. Perhaps you should divorce her. No, I'm loyal. I mean, what are we talking about?
I'm in it for the long haul. People get used to what they're used to. That's the problem. People get used to what they're used to. And then as soon as they pull themselves out of it, they go, I can't believe I did it for so long. What was I thinking? How come no one told me? Nobody pointed this out. Who are my real friends? How could you have not said something? So that's the problem. We get comfortable and then in 6 months we forget.
Well, you have a great show and you have great listeners. And I know your listeners are not intenders. They're not pretenders. They're doers. Your listeners are Book of James doers. These are doers. These are people that don't just hear the word. They do the word. They're not just hearers. They're doers. That's who listens to your show. So I know your listeners are going to go to timetofreeamerica.com. And I know they're going to share it to everybody in their phone list. Now you say everybody? Yeah, even the people at the phone store that send you those surveys that you didn't ask for, text them too. Text it to everybody. Text this thing like you're in a multi-level. You know, you're in a multi-level. You're going, I've been thinking about you. Maybe you should auto-ship together. You're a big multi-level. I mean, text people like you're a direct seller who needs to sell something before the end of the month. Text somebody like you're somebody, you're in the jail back in the day when they used to use bail and you need that bail because you're in jail.
Right.
Call people.
Right.
Light it up.
Text them and pretend that every time you text, you get a commission check. So just keep that in mind. Every time you text, you get a check. And every time that somebody clicks on it, you get a check from them clicking. So just keep that as the momentum and the ideology and the drive in order to turn this stuff around, because we don't have much time left here, people. So we've got to do something. We definitely got to do something. But all
you're an incredible host.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love you. I love you. I'm disappointed that I didn't find you sooner. And before the show, we mentioned it's because probably you get censored a lot. I'm nowhere near you, and I'm already starting to get censored. And I'm going, YouTube, what are you doing? You don't like my Reopen America Resource Center flag logo? You won't put it on in front of my own video? And you're getting the same thing. We can't be shut down. We got to be proud. We got to speak up. As you said, you got to get serious. You got to get furious, and you got to get curious, right? I do love that. I'm going to start using it. So, and I'm not giving you a royalty check every time I say it.
No, I don't want royalty checks. I don't want to benefit from COVID. I just want to get this country free again.
I can't
email me anything worse than I've already received. I mean, it's incredible. But I want to thank you for having me on your show. You're just a great, great host. And I appreciate you so much and your listeners for putting up with me. And timetofreeamerica.com.
You're a wonderful guest. I look forward to having you on when you do have some free time. I know you're very busy. And you're now part of the family. You're part of the community. You're a partner in the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. We're going to constantly be promoting you. All of your information, your links, your websites, your podcasts are going to be on our website so that people can easily find it. And as we're promoting, we're going to get that word out. And it's just a pleasure and an honor to have you on. And I'm going to call you a friend. So be prepared. I do light stalking, so it's not bad. But it's all beneficial.
No, you reach out.
I'm promoting you and helping you. It's a light stalking. Light stalking.
If we're in the same family, I'm Cousin Eddie. How about that? If we're in the same family, I'm Cousin Eddie from the Griswold family there. Okay. So that's I'll be your Cousin Eddie. I'm just the guy who says the thing that you can't believe how someone just said.
That works for me. All right, my friend Clay Clark, you can go on his website. You can get the book for free. So then that way you can learn a little bit more. But at the end of the day, I mean, let me mention the book. It's Fear Unmasked. The end of the day, turn off the mainstream media. Don't listen to the junk. Go back to living your life. Please go to church. And if your church is closed or under some sort of ridiculous regulations, do something about it. There's a movement in numbers, right? There's a movement. It's coming.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're the best, Clay. Thank you.
Take care. Have a great day.
All of the websites mentioned on today's show, including Clay's information and his links, are going to be in the blog for this particular episode. You can also find the links to his podcast, ThriveTimeShow.com and TimeToFreeAmerica.com. They're listed on our COVID facts page, so you can easily just click and learn. And we're proud to have Clay Clark as one of the members of our Coronavirus Truth Crew and also a partner in the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. Please check it all out. Everything Home Resource Platform.com. One location with all the information, 5 different programs providing everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and give you more professional, personal, and financial freedom. And most importantly, to promote patriotism.
Promos for a purpose.com.
Did you?
you know, 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promosforapurpose.com.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.